Peace and bliss. Peace and bliss. Happy New Year. I wanted to start this episode off with a cleansing prayer, and it's something that I definitely wrote myself. We're embarking in a new year or a new cycle, so I definitely wanted to give my listeners a little gem to place in your mental space. So without further ado, here's my cleansing prayer. In the sacred embrace of luminous light, I embark on a profound journey of cleansing and renewal. With each flicker of brilliance, I release the shackles of negativity that bind my spirit. The intricate dance of radiant energy purges all darkness, leaving my essence bathed in purity. As the celestial glow envelopes me, I open myself to the boundless tapestry of goodness, inviting bliss to weave seamlessly into the fabric of my existence. In this divine connection, I am reborn, resonating with harmonious symphony of all things good. Ashe. And with this podcast episode, Embracing the Unseen and Finding Magic When the Outer World Seems to Falter, I kind of wanted to get into exploring the transformative power of embracing personal growth during challenging times. So definitely tune in, tap in as I dive into stories and insights that reveal how even when the external seems stagnant, our inner journey continues to unfold and is bringing unexpected beauty and resilience. So definitely tap in so we can discover together the profound wisdom that arises when we trust that we are exactly where we need to be. And with that being said, you know, I know life is going to life and we're going to go through different things and experience different things, good or bad. But with that said, regardless of what could be happening, we're always where we need to be. You know what I mean? I guess sometimes we forget the balance of everything. If there's no good, there could be no bad. If there's no bad, there can be no good. These things cannot exist without one another. So they go hand in hand. So, you know, as far as one thing that I've learned is as far as the having the perspective or perception of why me, at this point, I'm saying, why not me? You know, I've been through so many things and I carry them so well. But at the same time, you know, being on a spiritual plane at this point, I'm better at prioritizing, I guess, of everything that I go through, and I'm able to file them, each of these things exactly where they need to be, so I can always keep myself aligned. But I'll say this: it wasn't until, like, you know, and nature teaches us, yeah, you could go through a storm, and a storm will tear up everything. These things are considered natural, a part of nature. Storms, excuse me, I'm sorry, hurricanes, and just all these different things, right? So at the end of the day, like me personally, you know what I mean? I've been through, especially within 2023, repeated storms over and over and over again. You know what I mean? And it wasn't until at one point I had to surrender and succumb to the storm, you know what I mean? And actually feel it and embrace it. And I had to find the lesson so I could find the blessing within that. You know what I mean? So, you know, once I definitely walked out of the storm, I didn't walk out the storm the same person. So, you know, it wasn't until then that I was, you know, able to embark on a different mindset and a mind state to where things start making a lot of sense. Because, you know, at this stage and this point in my life, you know, self-discovery is just been everything. So I've been learning so much. So I'm definitely excited for this new year because I don't know what is to come. And I'm not scared of the unknown. But I've been staying so positive. So I know at the end of the day, with the laws of attraction, this year I will be attracting everything. And I'm not just saying it, I'm claiming it and I'm taking it, and it's already mine. So I already have to say thank you in advance. But, you know, with transformation, especially if you're here on my podcast, so you know what I'm all about and what this is all about, and you know why you're here. So, you know, I want to give an example. I have a title one of my podcast titles is called Restoring Order Through Chaos. And it's no different from the caterpillar. And the caterpillar goes through the metamorphosis stage in its cocoon state. You know what I mean? It's like growing pains. We're all going to have to experience them. We don't know what kind of turmoil and hell that caterpillar is experiencing in her. You know, at the end of the day, we'd be foolish to think that the caterpillar is just in there sipping Mai Tais with its however many legs it has with all those legs crossed. That's that's unbelievable. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's growing pains. It's inevitable. It's something that, you know what I'm saying? It's a must needed. But, you know, when the caterpillar is ready, that's what happens. So, you know what I mean? Once it does come out of that cocoon, it's a whole nother different being. You know what I mean? It's no longer a ground level species. Now it flies. It has wings. You know what I mean? It can embark on something totally new and totally different. But it had to go through that transformation. It had to go through that metamorphosis. You know what I mean? For those things to happen. And it's no different with, you know, the art of nature imitating life. So it's kind of like the same thing if you kind of look at it in that essence. So, you know, I'm just here just to be able to just share that and also uplift and just always send positivity because that's something that I'm always going to do. So at the end of the day, just giving some clarity and, you know, just letting the listeners know, like, it's definitely okay to fail forward with everything. But as long as you can keep going, you know, that's all that matters. And within that, you get better at it. But we got to stop coming and thinking from, the perspective of traumatic experiences. And start looking at things from a level of empowerment. And then, you know, moving forward from there. So this is not going to be a long podcast. I just wanted to make sure for the beginning of the year, I wanted to politely place this like a delicate napkin out there for all my listeners. And, you know, I'll be closing this thing out here. But before I close out, you know, I always love health, beauty, and things of that nature, you know, that's real wealth, especially the health, you know what I mean? Anything that has to do with self-care. I found this to be amazing. This is something that I've been using maybe for the last couple weeks. But, you know, I like to try a whole bunch of things. But it's hot water. Hot water, you boil you some good hot water. Turmeric and lemon. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And you drink that on an empty stomach every morning. And the benefits of that is like a beautiful, healthy skin and a glow. You know what I mean? The inflammatory properties of turmeric and vitamin C. It also has the tendency to ease eczema. And the combination of turmeric and lemons acts as an excellent detoxifier, and it helps eliminate accumulated toxins, and it cleanses the body and prevents arthritis. Turmeric also, you know, excuse me, as we know, is an anti-inflammatory. Its properties relieve circular joint pain, and it reduces your risk of cancer. You know what I mean? So that's always a good thing. So the happy little compounds, though, they have, of course, anti-cancer effects by inhibiting the growth of tumors, the tumor cells. So you reduce your risk of diabetes with that as well. So turmeric plays a role in regulating blood, your blood sugar levels, and improves your insulin sensitivity. So this is something, you know, I like to try different things, and, you know, I'm definitely a natural freak, everything that comes from nature. So this is something that I've been using for the last 2 weeks, and I find it to actually work. You know, I'm really big on skincare and things of that nature. So I definitely wanted to toss it out there and, pass it along. So definitely something that you can try. But at the same time, I'm going to leave this podcast here. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Peace and love always. And until next time, be blessed.